Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome back to Online Podcast. I cannot believe that I actually sit down and record a show on a Thursday evening. It is 8 in the evening, and I just thought I would turn on the microphone since I have time. I haven't had so much, well, not that I have a lot of time. I haven't had time for so long that tonight when I sat down on the couch and actually just doing nothing, and I thought, oh my gosh, I should probably just go downstairs and record something for you since I haven't spoken to you for almost a month, or maybe more than that. October 31st was my last show, and it was a show recorded for Halloween along with Veritable Voices, VV from Veritable Virgo. And since then, I haven't posted any audio at all, so it's almost, 3 weeks now, maybe? 3 or 4 weeks? 3 weeks. Anyway, welcome back. I want to update you with what's going on with my life since it's been a while since I spoke to you. So I am actually posting this right after I recorded this show. I'm going to post it immediately on a Thursday. It's not going to be even, you know, be posted on Friday, on Monday. I'm just going to post it right away because there's a surprise guest coming up on Monday, so I won't tell you too much in case it didn't turn out. But if it does turn out, you know, come back on Monday, there will be another show, hopefully, and with a special guest of mine. I won't tell you who he is or she is yet, but you will just have to come back on Monday. I'm glad to be back. I have been so crazily busy. I've been busy in both jobs, and I just haven't had time. And because I've been working Sundays as well, I haven't had time to, have the energy to come home after work around 7, 8 o'clock, and then at night on the Sunday, and then have to sit down and do a recording. So I just haven't had the energy to do that. That's why I haven't been recording shows much. And some of my Saturdays have been pretty occupied for the last few weeks because I've been entertaining my niece, and she and her friend were both here last week, and so I didn't really have time to do much recording. And so, anyway, and then my weeknights have also been crazily busy with work. Anyway, no news for you. But I do have to update some of you with my new hair. If you are not a follower of Twitter and of me, which you can do so at twitter.com/JohnOng, you can do so by going there and follow me. And if you also haven't been checking my blog recently, you should probably head over there, onlinepodcast.com, onlinepodcast.com. Why is my nose kind of stuffy? Sorry. Onlinepodcast.com, I posted a new blog entry called Ondo, and you will just have to go over there and find out why I name it Ondo. And I also added a picture of my latest hairdo, my latest hairstyle. You know, I like to change up my hairstyle every now and then. And I still do that, actually. This has just been the newest addition to my collection of different hairdos. And if you want to find out or check it out, go over to onlinepodcast.com. And there's a picture waiting for you there right underneath this particular post. And what's up? Oh my gosh, today's a weird day. Weird in a sort of good way at work. I've been eating pretty well, controlling my portion and eating mostly fresh ingredients and fresh things, and therefore you probably, I don't think I've really officially commented on my podcast, but I have lost some weight. I don't want to talk about it, whatever. I think about 17 pounds this last round, and probably about 10 pounds prior to that. So anyway, I don't want to talk too much about it because every time I talk about it, I will jinx it and I will gain all the weight back. So I don't want to talk about it. Next. Anyway, so I've been eating pretty well for the last few months. And I, today, however, I have this binging habit. Well, I have this bad habit. I like to binge. And so, but I haven't done that for a while. Well, that's not true because I've been binging on peanut butter. But today at work, somebody brought in a bag of those little cream puffs. And you know, one of those little cream puffs that, well, the only way that I can think of is the ones you get from grocery stores. I usually get it from Costco, but you can get it on really any grocery stores. It comes in this, typically a plastic container that is square in shape, and either a half size or a full size, a plastic container. And there's this tiny, not too big, easily pop into one mouth size cream puffs. And it's not the custard filling, it's whipped cream. I would say, what is it called? It has a lot more body, so it's not just the cool whipped cream. It actually has a little bit more body to it. I'll finish this thought first. And so anyway, it's cream filled, and it's delicious, right? So I went over to the table. We have the snack table at work, and I went over there. I was like, ooh, cream puffs. So I grabbed a few and put it in a cup, and pop a couple in my mouth, and went over there and refilled my cup again, and finished it, and go back to the table and grab a few more cream puffs. And before I knew it, I have 12 cream puffs. And this is before I was getting ready to head downstairs. So I'm talking within the last, 2 minutes or so, I have woofed down 12 cream puffs. And then I came upstairs and I have another 7 cream puffs. Oh my gosh. So anyway, I have 19 cream puffs, 20 cream puffs. And this is around 10 something. And by the time I came up from downstairs, had another, the last 7, and I was already kind of full. But then I was, I've kind of felt like I'm not really full, I'm just not hungry. But I figure I should probably eat something since it's lunchtime. And so I grab a few bites of carrots. A very weird combination, if those of you probably saw that on my tweet. I also ate carrots. Somebody brought in cream puffs and a big tray of vegetables. And so I had carrots and cauliflower and broccoli and tomatoes. After my 20 pieces of cream puffs. It was very weird. Very weird indeed. Anyway, so let's see what's up. I have a new hairdo. I'll talk about that. I'm pulling up my Twitter account, and thanks to those of you who stopped by and say hi while I was gone, especially after I posted the Ondo picture, so you just have to go check it out. JC, thank you. JC, prefer my spiky crazy hair, which I still do. I can still wear those hair. JC, I can still do that. It's just that I just discovered this new hairstyle that I can do. And also Todd, of course, my lovely Todd, said that, looking good as always, John, thank you. We miss you desperately. What's going on in your life? Sending you best thoughts. Thank you so much, Todd. Things are good. I've been just so tired and working so much that I haven't really had the mood to sit down and record. In fact, I know, plus the whole election thing, not that we didn't expect that to happen. Losing huge amount of seats in the House of Congress. And House of Representatives, and so I don't know, I can't, as like I said, we deserve that. Whoever you voted for or not voted for, you and the collective, you and me, us, all deserve that. Whether or not you agree with who's in the House of Congress, Senate, and in the White House, we are the one to put those people in there. And we're responsible for that, therefore. And also Ben from Ben Ui, one of my, I'd say, what is the opposite of mentor? Mentoree? Is there such a word? Mentor and mentoree? Let me see. Mentoree, yeah, that's right. Oh, my husband's coming home. Very cool. Anyway, so one of my mentoree in podcasting, a very young, talented teenager. So, all my technologies are dingling and dongling. Dingling dong, dingling dong. So, yeah. That's that. And so, whatever it is, we voted for, blah, blah, blah. Oh, big things too. The Beatles came on iTunes, and that's big. Why is that big? Because there's been this huge battle between Apple and Apple, and now Apple is finally on Apple. I mean, Beatles song collections are finally on iTunes. And for the first time, available as digital download for the first time. So that's awfully big news, I would say. So I saw Rent this past weekend. It is a production that my brother-in-law, my brother's partner, Eric, directed the musical Rent. It's a community theater, and I've heard of this community theater in the Kansas City area, pretty known, and do pretty good productions, and I've never really attended one. And I went this weekend and saw the production that Eric directed, and it was so good. You know, I wasn't expecting too much since it's, you know, local, a small community theater. And not that they don't put out good quality work, it's just that I wasn't really, because, you know, Rent is actually a tough production. You have to have first of all, the ensemble has to be good, because everybody is pretty much strong in that musical. So I wasn't expecting that many talented, good singers and actors in the show, but they were all amazingly great. I don't have many Kansas City listeners, but this week will be the last week that they will be performing. So if you want tickets, you have to go to thebarnsplayers.com. Let me try it. Thebarnplayers.com, maybe? Thebarnplayers.org. Yeah. Thebarnplayers.org, and get your tickets and go see it immediately now. Because this weekend will be the very, very last weekend that this production is going to be on. So, amazingly, surprisingly good, actually. I'm very impressed with every single cast members. Very, of course, my brother-in-law, Eric. Of course, that's he directed that thing. So the show, it's very good. And what else? It's been so long, I've been a little out of practice. So when I have my... Yes, did you hear, guys? Can you hear that? That was Chai in my lap. I'm petting him. You are so cute. Aww. You are so cute. But there is one thing that... Chai. There's one thing that I want to talk about real quick, and I'm not going to keep you guys long because, you know, whatever. My husband's coming home, and I don't want to... You know, since this is Thursday recording, I just, you know, ditch it up there. Not ditch it, but put it up there and let you enjoy a little bit of an update. But I do want to wrap up the show with... a a comment about, I'm sure you guys heard about this, on this website on nerdyapplebottom.com was this website where a mom, I believe, living in Missouri, I think. I haven't really seen that. I should look it up. I haven't seen the interview on the Today Show or some one of the morning talk shows. But this mom let her son dress up as Daphne from Scooby-Doo for Halloween. And he was so happy, and he's so cute in this orange wig and in her purse, and her outfit is just so darling. And of course, people are attacking her, saying that, well, you just have to go read her blog. It is on nerdyapplebottom.com, and it is on the post that happened on October the 29th, so it's right before Halloween. And he's just so darling, and there's like 500 and some comments on that particular post because it got a lot of attention, because she is letting her son dress up in a woman's or a girl's costume, or a costume as a girl, and people are, especially the other moms, are giving him and her a hard time. And so she just wrote about that, and I just thought it was so sweet. And of course, she embraced that. She just totally say, you know, what's wrong with it? You know, what if he is gay? What if he isn't gay? That has nothing to do with a Halloween costume. And, you know, so what if? So if he's gay, so what? You know, I love my son as much as possible. It doesn't matter about how he's going to grow up to be a straight or a gay man, or doesn't matter. So, which is very, very loving and very encouraging to see people like that. So I posted it on my Twitter, and thinking that it was actually quite encouraging and sweet. And therefore, actually along with this show, I'm going to post a link to this particular article, and also posted a picture that reminded me of my parents. So it's very inspiring, and I was really touched by this story. And then I thought, oh my God, this is exactly, because I remember, this is exactly how my parents would treat me when I was little. Mind you that, you know, we're an Asian Catholic family, so that should be not so easy for me in my family. You know, I do hear things like, I remember vividly that one day my mom was telling me a preacher, a priest was talking about how, you know, there's, you know, if animals are not homosexuals, and therefore it's against nature that human beings are attracted to the same sex. I remember my mom telling me that, referring to what the priest was preaching or talking about. And of course, that is so not true, right? Because there are same-sex animals, or people, or animals that were, you remember that gay penguin? Anyway, but that aside, but besides that, my parents don't really restrict me from doing anything that they perceive as being not manly or not boyish and too girly and too sissify. They never do that, because I remember when I was little, I was already a tiny little queen, and I was attracted to Chinese opera. And it was like a big deal for me, you know. Chinese opera is so, it's, well, in a way it's very gay, because it's all dressed up and glitzy and sequins and big hair and makeup and long, big sleeves and shoes and jewelries Yes, boy, boy. So I was definitely, you know, attracted to Chinese opera. And I would remember one of my cousins actually had this pink chiffon flowy dress that looked like a Chinese opera costume with long sleeve flowy sleeves that is really long and covered up, and I would put on that little dress, pink, and there's sequins in front on the chest or the bust, and I would play my Chinese opera cassettes that one of my relatives know. Actually, it's one of my dad's friend know that I like Chinese opera, and they would bring me cassettes of all different Chinese operas. So I would play that cassette, and I pretend like I'm singing. I'll do this hand gestures of all this, you know, the female characters, obviously. And I'll do the flip of the sleeves and the finger and the gesture and all this thing. And my mom would be so enjoying me doing that she would sit down and watch me do, and when friends come over, she would make me do that, and I would enjoy it. And there is a picture of me doing that, which is really nice, because it really, I probably wouldn't have remembered things as clearly if I didn't have this particular picture. So I'm going to put that picture on this particular post, and you can go there and check out that picture. And that reminds me also, besides that, I was thinking, if you are a fan of Chinese opera, you should know what I'm talking about. The Chinese opera sleeves are really long, and you would have to, it's very typical that they would do all this hand gesture, flip, flip, flip the sleeve, and then fling the sleeve up to reveal their hands, and then they would do hand gestures, as I'm doing right now, hand gestures with their fingers and things. And so I would actually put my pajama bottoms, and so imagine sticking both my arms through one through each hole of my pants, my pajama bottoms, and then would pretend that as my sleeves as I practiced doing that. Oh my gosh, I was so gay. Well, was, am. And so that's an inspiring post to me. I am very glad that I saw that post, and I'm very, very happy and very lucky to have had a set of parents who are so loving and so encouraging of what I want to do. They never said anything. My dad was a volleyball coach, super loving sports, loved soccer, any kind of sports he would love. I don't want anything to do with balls. Well, I should just leave it at that. I don't want to do any sporting activity. You know, like all those games that involves balls scare me because the ball would come hit me. I would run away from the ball, like soccer and volleyball and things. So they were like, you know, I don't know why you're not interested, but they never really pushed me. They never belittled me. They never put me down that it's the wrong thing, that you, since you're a boy, you should like sports. They never really pressured me that. I've never had that pressure. And also, I've never had any negative things said to me when I am being creative and being fun. Just, you know, I have the bed sheet. I would wrap it up and make a dress and make, like, multiple dresses. In fact, my mom loved that. She says she enjoys looking at me playing with a piece of bed sheet or a towel, and I can make different hairdo with it and wrap different style of dresses with my bed sheet and all that. So never in my at home that I felt that all those interests were actually wrong. It is when I'm outside that people tell me that, you know, you should act a little bit more boyish, you know, why are you so girlish, that kind of stuff. But of course I don't freaking care now these days. In fact, I have to say, a bunch of my straight friends at work, most of them are straight, and actually all of them are straight, that the ones that I'm very close with until lately. There's a new addition to my workplace that is gay, and it's actually kind of nice to have a gay pal there. But what I want to say is it's actually very nice. They are very accepting. They make fun of me, but in a very, since it doesn't hurt me, they feel like I'm so confident and so comfortable with myself that they feel like they have the freedom of poking fun at me when I'm being super ultra gay. And I totally don't, I'm not in a bit offended by it. In fact, I find that very funny. And I find it kind of endearing because they're just so, so accepting the fact that I'm just totally gay in a good way, that they're not threatened by it, they're not offended by anything, I'm not offended by anything they say because they know I will find it funny as well. So it's very good, it's a good thing, and I think hopefully that sort of experience is going to be more common, and I think definitely with the next generation we will definitely see more of this sort of experience. I still believe that we might actually be able to see gay marriage happening within my lifetime. I'm hopeful that that's going to happen, but we'll see. Anyway, thank you so much for staying with me even when I'm not posting a show. If you have any comments, call me 920-iPhone-1, call me or text me. I will get the message as well. Or go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, or email me at online@gmail.com. And I will see you Monday. Hopefully, I'll have a special guest with me, so come check it out on Monday. Okay? Bye, ladies. And don't forget to smile.